want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Tip to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Just a touch on one or two things. Just to be clear, this is in no way a criticism of Jay Billis. Billis does a fine job. I really don't have a problem with Billis. I think he tries to give you his unbiased best. I think sometimes his bias slips through, but that's going to happen. I mean, you are who you are at some level. I think Billis, for the most part, does a pretty good job preventing his colors from showing during his broadcast. I don't like or dislike Billis, which is probably a good thing. I mean, I view him as sort of a part of the game normally, but this is no way a criticism of Billis. Just to be clear, what I'm saying is that Billis was embarrassed by the officiating in the last 10 minutes of that game, and you could tell it. You could hear it, especially, you know, there were several bad calls in a row over a period of a few minutes that went in Duke's favor in winning time of the game. And it culminated with a call with 28 seconds left to put the Zion Williamson to the line, which he never should have been at the line. There was no foul on that play. And, you know, and Billis knew that. And that's the part you could hear. You could hear that. But again, it wasn't, Tiger Oglesby asked about Washington. Yeah, Tiger Oglesby, I've addressed that whole thing. I think the whole thing's ridiculous. I think that Big Macs and all that fast food, that's the American way. I think that for the most part, it sounded like the players loved it, and I don't think it should be a concern of anyone else's. That's the bottom line. We had a lot of fun with that in the early part of the game, the early part of the show. I trust you. If you missed the first 40 minutes of the show, you probably want to go back and hear that. Let me get to Robert in Georgia. I have NFL football I want to get to. I have draft I want to get to. I have Kyler Murray I want to get to. I have Isaiah Simmons and Tanner Muse I want to get to. I have some quarterback discussion about next year. There are a lot of things to be jammed in the last hour and 45 minutes. You wouldn't think I had no time to prepare today because I was up in Canada. Robert in Georgia. Robert, what's going on, Robert?
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Robert.
I'll try to make I'll try to make this quick.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm here till seven.
I was a huge fan of college basketball, ACC basketball growing up. And for years and years and years, you know, the refs just seemed to be, you know, one way or the other. You really opened my eyes today. I mean, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I can't believe I never thought about the pressures that these referees are under in these venues like Duke and North Carolina. I was always one that, hey, you know, they want them to win. I remember, and this may have been urban legend.
Well, and Robert, let me just add with what you're saying. And remember, you know, at Duke, not only you got this ill-tempered, foul-mouthed cussing machine as head coach, who's the leader of his nasty little Cameron crazy army, but these people are, by and large, vile, and they are sitting right on top of you. I mean, they are literally, I mean, when you look, I've not officiated a game at Duke, but it must feel like the walls are closing in on you.
Absolutely. And what I was going to bring up is years ago, I saw this study, and the basis of the study was why North Carolina and Duke had so much trouble in the NCAA tournament. And I think these math whiz kids from North Carolina State, and you can take it for what it's worth, they documented and put out information on how the calls were so one-sided in ACC play for Duke and North Carolina. And, you know, again, you can take it for what it's worth, but when you watch a game, and you know as well as I do, you've watched enough basketball, referees are human, you miss some calls, you make some calls, you get some calls, you some calls go against you. But when you have games where one team has 27 fouls and the other team has two, there's something wrong with that. There's just absolutely something wrong with it.
Right, but look, the inequities can be seen even in games that have foul balance. Like, it's not that the foul balance was out of whack the other night. Normally, in games at Cameron, it is. It's almost always in Duke's favor. But, you know, Duke was, the other night against Syracuse, they were just taking three-pointers. You know, they got it in the sweet spot to Zion Williamson some, and they scored a lot in transition. But for the most part, they were a perimeter-oriented team, which means you're never going to get to the line if you're just jacking 28-footers. So in this particular game, it wasn't about the total foul imbalance. It was about the last 10 minutes when the game was on the line, every meaningful call, every single one of them went to Duke.
Right. But, you know, I almost called in about this afterwards, but the Clemson-Duke game a week or so ago, that was probably the fairest officiated game that I have seen Clemson play in Cameron, and I don't know how long.
I agree with that. I was thinking the same thing as I was watching that game.
I mean, that is as fair a game that I have seen Clemson play in Cameron in forever. But now my question here is, this has been going on for decades. These referees, they go through training. Why is there not some kind of preparation being made preparing these guys for these environments so they're not succumbing to the pressures of the coach and the fans? Yeah. And I'll take it off the
air. Yeah, that's a good job, Robert. In fact, I had somebody writing me about this. I wasn't sure whether he was an official or not. And I asked him that question. I can't see. I'm looking for a response because he had answered me in a way that made me think that maybe he was an official. But basically he was talking about how, you know, these officials are human beings. And when we get in this type of environment, you know, it's difficult. And again, I understand that. I really do. I can't even really imagine it, but I mean, you have to be a strong-willed individual. With 5 minutes left or 3 minutes left in that environment to make a call against the home team and against that coach. You just do. Because you know the fire-breathing dragon is going to come out at you, as is all of his fire-breathing dragon underlings wearing blue and white rubber basketball hats. You know, all those people who are breathing right on top of you, you're going to be the focus of all their venom. And look, people don't really want to be in that situation. So So you get a call that's like a 50-50 call, or let's say it's a 60-40 call. 60-40 should go in favor of the opposition. Well, suddenly that call is going in Duke's favor. And I'm sorry, that happens time and time again in that building. It just does. It's inarguable. It's a fact. Again, my belief, you got to beat them by 12. That gentleman wrote back, so he's not an official. But he sounded like one. In any case, you were right. But I think you have to beat them by 12. I think that's the number. Because you're going to have 12 points worth of nonsense calls go against you. And to win the game, you got to beat them by. Clemson's experienced this firsthand. Going back to Oliver Purnell, under Brad Brownell, experienced it firsthand. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in as always.
Man, you're on a topic close to my heart, which is Duke fans. And let me tell you what happened to me is I went up to, for a football game years ago and got the tickets kind of late. So I sat near a bunch of their students, and it was a miserable experience. I mean, they insulted me and my buddy the whole game for no reason whatsoever. Look, and I know every fan.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Alex.
You're
talking about a football game? Football.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there must have only been like three of them.
Yeah. No, seriously. And look, and I get it. Every fan base has idiots. But what it did was it kind of made me start paying attention more during the Duke games. And look, those guys, and I've thought this for a long time since then, those people, they do not go to have fun and watch a basketball game. They go to scream and let their aggression out and go berserk at the basketball game. They just go berserk. They scream at the players. They scream at the officials.
You know what, Alex? Let me stop for 1 second, because not only do I agree with you, I've actually never thought about that, but he's 100% right, Ronnie. You know how we're always talking about whether a defense can affect the quarterback? Those people, they go to the games to affect the game. They're not going, as Alex said, they're not going to watch basketball. They're not going because they love the sport or going to watch basketball. They're going because they believe that they can affect the game and affect the officials.
Absolutely. Without question. And, you know, look, I don't care how well this last Clemson game was officiated, because that clock management episode from years ago, and I'm telling you, I know I'm crazy, but it still gets me angry if I start thinking about it, when they added like 10 seconds extra on the clock that time we had them beat. But yeah, it's just, I thought I was the only one that really noticed it, but I'm glad you're talking about it, because I'm telling you, watch one of those Duke games and look at those fans. They're not there to watch basketball.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
They're there to intimidate. It's like a street gang.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's
a street gang of every culture, 5'10" wearing blue and white basketball hats.
Yeah. Look, these guys got picked on all in high school. Look, they did, you know,
they
and
did.
I get it. Look, they're
sob driving, biff naming.
Exactly, man. All right, well, thanks, man.
You, Alex. You're 100% right. Bye. You were all over it. Meredith said, laugh out loud, no more than three at the Duke football game. True. I mean, Alex and his buddy should have just kicked the crap out of them, and then the stadium would have been empty. Get rid of those three. Get rid of those three. There couldn't possibly have been anyone else in there. You know, that's the other element of this is that none of these people support football at all. They are a blue and white rubber ball hat wearing gang. That's what they are. Now out in the street, you know, they'd all get their butts kicked. But when they gang up in unison and they act as one and they try and intimidate everybody else, yeah, that's what they are. That's what they are. I have a lot of other questions that people are asking me. I want to get to. Here's so many things to get to. This can't be. Let's get to Scotty and Seneca. Scotty.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How was your drive back from Canada?
Oh, you know, it was cold. It's cold.
Is that up by Ivy League somewhere?
Yeah, it is. Let's ask Ramona. I had to drive with the windows open to keep me awake.
Yeah. I asked Ramona, did you bring back a hat? Because I hear it's cold up there in Canada.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. I had frost on my eyebrows.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just one eyebrow.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Walt. You know,
that's true.
You keep talking about these Dukies. Does it make Clemson feel any better that North Carolina only cheated 20 out of the last 63 games you played them up there?
Yeah. Well, you know, look, there is something to what you're saying, and again, but I'm talking about it from an everybody perspective, but quite honestly, most people would kill to have that type of advantage.
Oh yeah, I don't care whether it's North Carolina or Duke, you're going to get the call. I agree with you 100%. There's total bias, and I didn't believe it until I moved down here, and I guess it was at the end of Purnell or beginning of the new coach, and North Carolina came down here, and it was 28-2 in free throws.
Yeah.
And Clemson was still only down like a bucket. I was like, how is that possible?
Yep.
There's two teams on the court. You know?
That's right. That's right.
So my Saints going to go? Well, I mean, I know you're picking Rams, but you got to take the Saints.
This is the wrong answer. I'm taking the Rams, man. First of all, I picked the Rams before the season. Since they're still in it, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense for me to back off them now. I've been right thus far, so I wouldn't back off them now. Well, look, if I really believe that they had no chance, then in just forecasting the game, I would pick the Saints. But I just don't think that's the case. I think they have a great chance. You know, This is actually going to be the third time they played there this year. They played there in the preseason, which really doesn't count, and they got their head handed to them. I think that was the final preseason game, not 100% sure. And then they played there in the regular season, and they lost by 10 in a game that, you know, they trailed by 18-21, rallied to tie it, and then the Saints scored late. But as I said, I think there are some things that have changed since that point. And I think they've changed in the Rams' favor. Now, they won't have Cooper Kupp, which hurts them. But again, you're not going to have Sheldon Rankins. They have now two talented running backs in Gurley and Anderson. So Gurley only has to share the load now. Anderson's rushed for 100 yards every game he's been there. And they have two guys to just pound at you and try and exploit the Rankins' absence. And then... my biggest reason is the Rams didn't have Aqib Talib when they faced you the first time. And Michael Thomas had 211 receiving yards. Talib is the Rams' number one corner. He'll draw that assignment of Thomas. And Thomas is still going to get his 100 yards because he's great. But he's not going to get 211. And I think that makes the difference. I think the Rams are going to go there and win.
I could accept the loss. What I have a hard time is accepting a beatdown like they did the Cowboys. I mean, that was shameful. 300 yards on the ground. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I don't care if you got to get 11 in the box. You got to stop. I mean,
yeah. Well, that's not going to happen against you. But if the Rams can rush for 200 yards, then they're probably going to win. Because I think the Rams defense. I think the Rams' rushing defense, even though it wasn't good in the regular season, it sure looked good against Dallas.
Yeah, we haven't played well since before the Dallas game.
Right, you really haven't. And that's another thing. I mean, I don't think that Philly team was very good. And, you know, you got behind them 14-0. Obviously, you rallied to win. But I still just don't think you're playing very well. I think there are a lot of reasons to think the Rams can go in there and win. Look, I'm not saying you can't win. I mean, I expect a good game. I would be really disappointed if this isn't an excellent football game.
And just for my sake, I'd like to see Andy Reid beat the Patriots. I'm just done with the Patriots. I don't care.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. I'd like to find $1 million on my drive home, but I don't think it's happening.
Well, I was going to, go baseball or football, but nobody's landing a thing of money on my doorstep, so I was going to try for the Chicago Bears kicker.
There you go. That spot's open. That spot's open. Thank you, Scotty.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote me, Joe wrote me earlier on. He said, Jerry Jones says that there are five other teams who would be willing to give Jason Garrett a job. Sure there are. I mean, you know, I'm sure there are at least five janitorial opportunities around the league. Aww. At least five. I mean, got to be. Let me talk about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232 on the web, gilstrapproofing.com. Here's what they do. They do roofs. They don't do garage remodels, bathroom remodels. They don't make furniture. They don't sell food. They do roofs. For a million years, four generations, they do roofs. It's the Gilstrap family way. And you know what? Your roof is the most important element of your home. You may think it's your antique furniture in your living room. If your roof starts leaking, your antique furniture is driftwood. The roof is the part of your home that holds it all together. Not only does it prevent the rain, but visually it's the most important element of your home. And that's the other thing that Gilstrap will give you, a perfectly integrated roof. The most amazing choices in shingles and how it all comes together under the Gilstrap expertise. Call them, 269-1232, 269-1232. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the power tool brands pros count on every day. Come in now during our Pro Stock Up and Save event and get 15% off all Hitachi tools and accessories. But hurry, it's for one day only. Plus, you get the confidence of knowing that every power tool comes with our price match guarantee. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer ends 1/15. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com/price match for terms and conditions. U.S. only.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Baby, do you understand me now? It's sometimes I seem a little mad. Don't you know that no life can always be an angel? And when things go wrong, I seem a little mad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's a good time for you to get in. Join the show if you want. 654-7627. You know, Palmetto Hokie asked me about Hokies or who's tonight. You know, Virginia Tech and Virginia tonight, that is a enormous basketball game, particularly considering the Duke injury to Jones. This game now looms beyond large. Both these teams are unbeaten in league. Virginia Tech's lost one game all year. I want to say that was to Penn State. But they've played really well. And they've shot the ball really well. I mean, first of all, when your two leading scorers in Alexander Walker and Blackshear are shooting a combined, you know, nearly 55% from the field, you win a lot of games. When your top two scorers from the field are shooting both over 54%, you win a lot of games. And it's also a good three-point shooting team. This team's shooting 42% from three-point range. And obviously they've got the big body Blackshear. Now the one thing that Virginia can do is they can throw fouls at Blackshear, because Virginia has 2 7-footers, and they'll start out with Salt, but Salt and Huff, they can throw 10 fouls at you at that position. And the thing is, Virginia Tech's tough. They're like Virginia. They're a tough minded group. Now that's not only is this the game of the night, this may be the game of the year in the ACC, at least one of them. I mean, it's an enormous basketball game, again, especially given what we've seen from Duke, what we saw from North Carolina getting drilled by Louisville at home. I mean, the top of this league may look a little different than we believe. The one thing that won't look different is Virginia. And you know, and again, I'm still going to favor Virginia in this game until proven otherwise. I have tremendous respect for that Hokie program, for that staff. But I'm still going Virginia. I mean, I just think Virginia has dominated this league for 5 years. In the league, in the regular season, in the postseason, they have dominated this league. And I think this is the best team they've had. So while I do think this is the best Virginia Tech team we've seen, and while I think they're exceedingly well coached, to me, I still have to go with Virginia. I'm sorry, I know it's not what you want to hear. But it's must-see. It's must-see TV. You know, it's for the top of the ACC. Two unbeaten teams. And again, look, I said before the year I thought Virginia would win the league regular season and postseason. I still do. I had Virginia in my national championship game. Until I see some failure there or some weakness there that I don't see right now, I'm just sticking with that, because I just don't think Virginia has many weaknesses. I think they're a team constructed to win a national championship. And again, Ramona, have you ever heard me say that? I have always, always, for years, I've argued with Basketball David about this off air. I cross Virginia out every single year. As soon as the tournament begins, I just never believe in them. You know, I was not even surprised they lost in the first round. I just wasn't. But that was without DeAndre Hunter. And I think the embarrassment of that moment is something that lives with those guys. And then you bring DeAndre Hunter back, and you have 2 7-footers, so you have 10 fouls to use in that position and big bodies to throw at guys. This team can shoot it. They can defend. They defend the post in that pack line defense. They defend the perimeter. I just think they're tough. Texter asks, which is more likely, Trevor wins two Heismans or Trevor wins three national championships? I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't say either of those things are likely. I'd say they're both pretty extreme. You know, it's interesting because when I was headed to Canada, I was I had Kelly and Kwok on, and they were talking about the Heisman Trophy, and I didn't catch all of it, but Kelly was of the opinion that I think both of them were actually that Clemson wouldn't have a Heisman winner because the talent around Trevor Lawrence is so deep that it's unlikely that he'll put the type of numbers that are required to win the Heisman Trophy. I respectfully disagree. I think Trevor Lawrence is not only going to be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy or one of the favorites the next couple of years, but I think he's quite capable of winning it. Clemson's going to win Heisman Trophies. Make no mistake about it. That's going to happen. Listen, stats only matter. Here would be my argument, right? Stats only matter when you are a Louisville-type team. That's when the stats matter. You have to have the 50 touchdowns when you're an 8-win football team. You know, or Robert or an RG3 when he was at Baylor, a 9-win football team. You have to have the stats then. You don't have to have those same stats at Clemson. All it will take Trevor Lawrence to win the Heisman Trophy is to be the starting quarterback at Clemson for an unbeaten football team or a team that's in playoff mode. That's all it'll take. It won't take 5,000 yards and 50 touchdown passes or any of this historical stuff. All it'll take is winning. If Trevor Lawrence is viewed as the best player on the best team or one of the best teams, he's going to be in the thick of the Heisman Trophy race. That's all it will take. Lamar Jackson had a once or a twice in a lifetime type of season. It's unlikely that Trevor Lawrence will face a Lamar Jackson caliber candidate because they only come around once every quarter century, as Deshaun Watson had to face. It's unlikely. Trevor's going to face some known commodities for that honor. But trust me when I tell you this, if Trevor Lawrence is the starting quarterback at Clemson for a whole year and Clemson goes unbeaten and Trevor Lawrence puts up good numbers, but not like video game numbers, he'll win the Heisman. You know, Tua might very well do the same thing, for example. And so you might have that competition all over again. Excuse me while I choke on nothing. But I don't think that it requires, just to be clear, I do not think it requires 50 touchdown passes and 5,000 yards or 50 TDs and 5,000 yards. I just don't. I think that's what's required if you're an 8 or 9 win team. If you're a winning team, a team that's in contention, everyone knows who Trevor Lawrence is now. Everyone views Trevor Lawrence as a future number one pick in the draft. Therefore, it won't require those type of numbers. I mean, you got to be a touch realistic in that, you know, during the body of the season this year, Trevor didn't put up Heisman numbers. He didn't have a chance to. You know, he wasn't even the starter for a good part of the year. So he didn't play a full season as a starting quarterback. But when he does, next year, the year after, if Clemson's in contention those years, that's all that'll matter. Right. Texter 933 says 11-0, 3,500 passing, 35 TDs, gets them Heisman. Right. It does. Now, unless Tua does the exact same thing, and then you'll have your conversation. But the point is, it's not going to take Trevor Lawrence throwing for 5,000 yards. It's not going to take Trevor Lawrence throwing for 50 TDs. Those numbers are the realm of eight-win team quarterbacks. That's what it takes for Lamar Jackson to win it. That's not what it's going to take for this guy to win it. Because, again, everybody believes that Trevor Lawrence is the best talent at quarterback. So that's all it takes. That acknowledgement, which is already in existence. People are already talking about him being the future number one pick in the draft. So beyond that, you don't need any more than just good numbers and winning. That's it. Good numbers, starting all year, winning. And he will be not only invited to New York, but, you know, certainly one of the two odds-on favorites. I think when you go into next year, if you assume a healthy Tua, I think you have two guys. I mean, there are other candidates, and we'll talk about those. We'll talk about this. I want to talk about some of the quarterbacks next year. See, now this is the other thing. Texas says, if Etienne goes for 1,600, does he fly with Trevor? Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, conceivably, you could have some Clemson players split votes. But I think the thought process right now is that this is Trevor Lawrence's team. And I we're in a quarterback era of football. I think it's going to be difficult for a running back to win the Heisman Trophy unless he does something that is insanely good and the top quarterbacks do not deliver to the level that you would expect. I mean, I'm not sure a running back can win the award with less than 2,000 yards rushing right now, especially if it's a normal year for quarterback play. Dave in Simpsonville, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. Serta, Beauty Rest, Memory Foam. You know, Ramona, 2 weeks ago I saw this commercial. It was on the weekend. And they were saying that come to this retail mattress place and that they were having a sale and that you would get the king-size mattress for the normal queen size price, which is a savings of $600. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, what a bunch of scammers. I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. You could probably get two of those mattresses for that price differential. Who knows what the cost of those mattresses are? Imagine this, Rona. If the difference between the cost of the queen size and the king size is $600, what the hell are the prices of those mattresses to begin with?
What's that tell you?
Right, that's just the difference in the cost. I mean, come on, man. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep at the old Walmart building in Seneca. Trust me, you'll thank me later. You get exactly the right mattress for you. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get any better. Dave in Simpsonville, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. You can get in, 654-7627.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Henrik Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Henrik Honda Easy will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Henrik Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehenrikhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Henrik Honda Easily.
Attention all business owners. Is your stockroom cluttered with little room for new products? Is your workspace full of junk? Are you tired of stepping around old unused equipment? Call Absolute Waste Management today for a free no obligation quote and get rid of the mess. They handle the heavy lifting, moving, and haul away. Call or text 864-266-7131. Visit them online at absolutewastemgmt.com. Absolute Waste Management, your solution to a junk-free workspace.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
We are back. Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. You know, I just saw a text from Ramona that flashed before my eyes that I wanted to read. And of course, now I can't find it. By the way, text says, there's a reason I hate Duke basketball more than South Carolina football. And it's what you're talking about, which is the exact reason. And I understand that. Where is that text? I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Oh, here it is. Saw a mock draft today. They had four quarterbacks in the first round and only one Clemson football player, Cleveland Farrell. Four quarterbacks were Haskins, Murray, Daniel Jones, and Locke. Yeah. Well, I think Haskins, Murray, Daniel Jones, and Locke are all going in round one, and Will Greer might go in round one too. So how about that? I think there are, could be five that go in round one, actually. And in terms of Clemson players, I would think that you're going to have at least three and maybe four. So I would say that draft is probably not very accurate. Yeah, we have a certain level of expertise at this. I think that you're going to see Cleveland Furl go maybe as high as two or three. And I think Christian Wilkins is going to go somewhere from 15 to 25. I think Dexter Lawrence, I think he'll go anywhere from, his range is a little more difficult because he's a two down player. It would have to be the right team and the right scheme, and it'd be an odd front team. I think as high as six and as low as, 25, somewhere in that range. And then Trayvon Mullen, I think, is going to go in round one as well. There'll be about, off the top of my head, four or five corners taken in round one. Excuse me. He will be one of them. Badger Mike. Mike, how are you?
Hey, well, how you doing?
Good, Mike. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, thanks for having me. Did you ever get a chance to watch any of that tape on the Graham Mertz kid yet?
I did, but now it's far enough away that I've watched tape on several other hundred since then. I liked what I saw. I think you're certainly, excuse me, the frog in the throat deal. He is certainly the best quarterback that will have played at Wisconsin in a while.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, he's an early enrollee, so he's there now.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Will he be eligible to play this upcoming season or not? If they don't redshirt him.
Yeah. And I would expect that, he has touch. He has enough arm strength to make all the throws required, and he also throws the ball with great touch. And that's sometimes a difficult thing to get quarterbacks to be able to do. So I think there's a lot of reason to like him. And as I said, the one glaring shortcoming that Wisconsin has had over, forever now, has been the quarterback position. You have had nothing more than game manager types at that position. And the shame of it is you've had such dominant offensive line play and such dominant running backs that if you had a quarterback who was worth a darn, you would have been almost impossible to stop. And that offensive line and that running game would benefit any quarterback. So it should make, in other words, it should make an average quarterback a good quarterback, a good quarterback a great quarterback, and a great quarterback a national title contender.
Right. At least the good news there is the offensive line recruiting is still at a high level. I don't know if you saw, they got a five-star kid, I think his name is Logan Brown, out of Michigan to commit. He's an early enrollee too. That's five stars they've ever had.
Well, look, I am not at all concerned about the recruiting score evaluations of Wisconsin offensive linemen coming out of high school, because eventually they all turn into five-star guys. I mean, that whole offensive line is going to the NFL. So, that's never an area of concern for me. Maybe that guy works out that way, but hey, every one of these 3 and 4 star Wisconsin offensive linemen that they come up with somewhere, they all wind up 5-star guys in the end by the time the NFL draft comes around.
Well, yeah, a lot of them do. Some of them have flamed out pretty badly at the NFL level, mostly due to injuries and whatnot. But I mean, that happens.
Right, but what I'm talking about is entering the NFL. I'm talking about they go to Wisconsin, whether they're heralded or not. By the time they leave Wisconsin, they're extremely heralded.
So they get up coached is basically what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's something about, look, I even saw somewhere recently where people were suggesting it was genetic that, and I forget what the exact notion was. It was like, I don't know, like, there's like Scandinavian Norseman blood up in that region or something that creates these mammoth offensive linemen that only Wisconsin has. I don't know what you call it. Call it whatever you want, but Wisconsin is very much offensive line U. They're a factory. And, you know, even when one group leaves, the next group coming in or the twos right behind them, they all look exactly like the guys who left.
That's true. Well, the secret is that, listen, as a guy that grew up there, it's cheese and
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Whether you call it a geographic, you know, some might think that the South has an advantage in terms of athleticism and skill players and playing outside in warm weather all year. That may be. But the North has the advantage in offensive linemen. And it is strange how certain areas continue to produce the same type of player over and over again, and other areas don't seem to be able to produce them. Like the state of South Carolina, which per capita produces an insane amount of college football talent per capita.
Right.
It never produces offensive linemen.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
It's
mostly what, defensive secondary and like running backs and stuff like that, wide receivers.
Yeah, defensive players, defensive linemen, but this state is not known for producing offensive linemen. And you know, and so, and yet you have a place like Wisconsin which just seems to just have an endless supply of them.
Yeah, the whole Midwest, yeah.
Yeah. But no one has taken advantage of it to the level that Wisconsin has. So whether it's your strength and conditioning program, whether it's your coaching, whether it's the genetics, whether it's the cheese and the beer, as you say, whatever it is, trust me, something goes on there because, you know, no one is the offensive line factory that Wisconsin is.
Yeah, it's kind of by necessity. I mean, they just don't get the skill players, the skill position players don't want to come to a school like one. They'll go to Ohio State. They'll go to Michigan. Yeah. In some cases, they'll go to Michigan State, but they won't go to Wisconsin for some reason.
Well, and then again, Michigan's not had a dominant offensive line forever. You know,
that's true.
Maybe it's evolution. Now, maybe it's evolution. Maybe it's a Darwin. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is, but I thought. And I don't even remember where I saw that article. It was some time ago, but when I saw that article suggesting that it was basically the genetics, it was that the influence, I can't remember what they said, was the influence of like Norse blood in the region or something like that. And I thought to myself, hey, I guess that's as good an answer as any.
Well, sure. Everybody knows the Norsemen were great.
Right, they're well known for it.
Yeah. And conquering small countries.
See?
But, yeah.
And that's what they do. Wisconsin conquers small countries until they get up to a big country and then they lose.
and then my hopes get back. I had my hopes so high this last season. It was terrible. It was the worst. And I'm never going to get my hopes up again. I'll wait and see. I'll wait till the end of the season and then we'll see.
There you go.
Jonathan Taylor will win the Heisman, and I'll be happy.
That's right. He may be the guy. He's incredible.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for taking my
call. Thank you, Mike. He'll definitely win it if he gets to play Miami every game. No doubt about that. Texas says, look up Bergsman's rule as it pertains to larger deer coming from colder climates. Again, that works for me. You know, I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that it's real. Let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of optometry, Paul Coppola, founded 1996. Oh, God. I'm getting all the Wisconsin theories, Ramona. I have big guys marry big women in Wisconsin. That's why they have great offensive linemen. Maybe. I think it goes back, though, to Mike's beer and cheese theory, right? That's what goes back to, right? Hey, Westminster Vision, doctor of optometry, Paul Coppola, man, he's the guy. Trust me, when you go see him, you'll know instantly you're in the hands of an eye care genius. Nobody does vision like Dr. Coppola. Wasn't it Matt who told us, Ramona? He had some issue. He went to like 10 different doctors and nobody could help him. He went to Dr. Coppola and Dr. Coppola knew what it was and fixed it instantly. See, that's who he is. You will know in 10 seconds, 30 seconds, you're in the hands of an eye care genius. Fishing correction, contacts, lens dispensing, everything is guaranteed. Custom frames and lenses. Dr. Coppola makes the lenses himself. They can often, they're quicker. They can reuse your existing frames. It's all of that. This is Westminster Vision, the Westminster Vision Advantage. Everything gets explained until you get it. Third location now in Pendleton, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Two other locations, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. That's the country club location. You can bring your dog. Go and see him. Trust me, you will thank me later. I'm going to give you the Clemson number. You can get the number for either of the other two locations from them. That number is 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. You know, I forget. I think it was Scott on Twitter, Rona, yesterday. He wrote me and said that all he wants at the White House is Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, now that would have been cool, too.
That's right. For dessert. Hey, listen, nobody does donuts like the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. They've been doing them right since the 60s. That's Krispy Kreme. And they'll be glad to have you come out and see them. Trust me. My personal favorite donut ever is the New York Super Cheesecake Donut. I don't know how it can't be. I mean, you take a cheesecake and you combine it with a donut. I mean, are you kidding me? Those are two of the greatest things on earth. So it stands to reason you put the two of them together. Well, you know what, yeah. Ramona loves the Oreo cookie donut. That's her personal favorite. I don't think I've tried that. I have tried the Reese's Outrageous Donut. No. Sorry. The Reese's Pieces donut, which is probably my second favorite because I have not yet tried the Reese's Outrageous donut. And that's a must have for me because it's my understanding that that's a chocolate glazed donut,
Craig,
covered with the same, that's right, covered with the same Reese's Pieces and all that good stuff. The hot original glaze come fresh off the press three times a day. And if you're in fundraising mode, church group, youth group, whatever it is, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme donuts? Are you kidding me? Call the Reese family in Anderson, Spartanburg. Tell them you heard that here and tell them I sent you. They'll help you. I'll be right back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 1055, The Roar. Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him and struck him at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play from the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it?
Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Honda certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more. Like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh. And you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
This Wednesday, the Tigers play their second consecutive game in Little John as they take on their rivals from Atlanta when the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets come to town. Pre-game is at 8:30 with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.